February 9th, 1904. An Important Work. Ellen G. White. My brethren and sisters, remember that one day you will stand before the Lord of all the earth to answer for the deeds done in the body. Then your work will appear as it really is. The vineyard is large, and the Lord is calling for laborers. Do not allow anything to keep you from the work of soul saving. The canvassing work is a most successful way of saving souls. Will you not try it? Will you not do what you can to circulate the books that the Lord has said should be sown broadcast through the world? Will you not place them in the homes of as many as possible? Think how great a work can be done if a large number of believers will unite in an effort to place before the people, by the circulation of these books, the light that the Lord has committed to us to be given them. Put your hearts into this work, and the blessing of God will be with you. Go forth in faith, as you go, praying that God will prepare hearts to receive the truth. Be pleasant and courteous. Show by a consistent course that you are true Christians. Walk and work in the light of heaven, and your path will be as the path of the just, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Under the divine guidance, go forward in the work, and look to the Lord for aid. The Holy Spirit will attend you. Angels of heaven will be with you. In your work, you will meet with those who are fighting against appetite. Speak words that will strengthen and encourage them. Do not let Satan quench the last spark of hope in their hearts. Of the erring, trembling one, struggling against evil, Christ says, "Let him come unto me," and as he comes, Christ places his hands underneath him and lifts him up. The work that he did, you, as his evangelists, can do as you go from place to place. Labor on in faith, expecting that souls will be won to him who gave his life that men and women might stand on God's side. Draw with God to win the drunkard and the tobacco devotee from the habits that debase them till they are below the level of the beasts that perish. Oh, that thousands more of our people had a realization of the time in which we are living and of the work to be done in field service, in house-to-house labor. There are many, many who know not the truth. They need to hear the call to come to Jesus. The sorrowing are to be cheered, the mourners comforted. The poor are to have the gospel preached to them. I urge my brethren and sisters not to engage in work that will hinder them from proclaiming the gospel of Christ. You are God's spokesman. You are to speak the truth in love to perishing souls. Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Luke 14, verse 23, Christ says. Do not these words plainly outline the work of the canvasser? With Christ in his heart, he is to go forth into the highways and byways of life, giving the invitation to the marriage supper. Men of wealth and influence will come, if they are invited. Some will refuse, but, thank God, not all. The Lord calls for many more to engage in the canvassing work in the year opening before us. For Christ's sake, my brethren and sisters, make the most of the hours of this new year to place the light of present truth before those who are now in darkness. Jesus is calling for many missionaries, for men and women who will consecrate themselves to God, willing to spend and be spent in His service. Oh, can we not remember that there is a world to labor for? Shall we not move forward step by step, letting God use us as His helping hand? As we do this, the love of Christ will touch and transform us, making us willing for His sake to do and dare. From Advance Sheet of Testimonies, Volume 8.